Under the Oregon Forestry Department's plan, the total number of forest acres open for logging won't be increased, but they will be hammered harder. The way this will be achieved, of course, is to use clear cuts to scrape the bare, loggable sections of the Clatsop and Tillamook forests. That prospect makes North Coast environmentalists see red. But business owners have joined forces with the Greens because they are convinced that timber practices on state forests are already too aggressive. On top of which, they have a downright negative attitude toward landslides, soil erosion, and river siltation in valuable coastal fishing tributaries, which are all too frequently consequences of clear-cutting. These businesses, which include coastal realtors, restaurateurs, hotel-motel managers, fishing guides, and others, are capitalists who believe environmental degradation is bad for business, a lesson that other Oregon business leaders would be wise to consider. The North Coast's Odd Couple Alliance isn't saying, "Stop the world, we want off." No, they're circulating a proposed ballot measure that would take a 50-50 approach to these great salmon and steelhead-bearing forests. 50% would be protected for the sake of fish, wildlife, recreation, and the clean water many cities rely on. The rest would be open to logging. But the Oregon Forestry Department seemingly will have nothing to do with halfsies. It's announced that it intends to sell approximately 250 million board feet of timber starting in July. That's a 61% increase over its harvest levels only 2 years ago. There are at least two sorry factors here. One is that we have another case of the public trust being held in the hands of someone whose background is far from neutral. Before becoming Oregon State Forester, Marvin Brown worked for a major Oregon timber company and the American Forest and Pulp Association, the major timber lobbying organization in Washington, D.C. But the saddest thing is the political short-sightedness expressed by State Senator Joan Dukes of Astoria, who probably isn't alone in her views. Senator Dukes defends the clear cuts and ramped up logging because they will, she says, help the economy. Note to the senator, check in with your local business leaders of the opposition who say it will hurt the economy. Senator Dukes defends her position by saying the Clatsop and Tillamook forests are working forests. This may be the sorriest aspect of this whole story. The idea, dating back to the mid-1800s, that lands are wasted, if not subjugated, by humans. It reminds me of a U.S. senator who once said the water of the Columbia River would be wasted if it reached the Pacific Ocean instead of being used to produce electricity and irrigation. It's gratifying that at least some Greens and capitalists along the north coast of Oregon are determined to lay that outmoded and destructive attitude to rest. This is Les O'Coin.